I'm not kidding. Like, it was like from 8 to 8:30 is my unwind time. 8:30, I am asleep. I wake up at 5:30. Like, it was like clockwork, like super structured like that.
Do you ever miss it? Like, just being like that?
I do miss how efficient I was,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, not having a social life, okay, I wouldn't say I didn't have a social life. I was on Tinder.
Like, ah, yes, the social life of Tinder.
But it, like, even my...
Babe, you have 30 minutes.
I'm not even kidding.
And his letter is like Tinder messages. 8:15 to 8:17.
We are here again today with another Fish Tank podcast episode. This world famous, or should I say world dominating Twitch streamer has been absolutely popping off online with some of the most consistent uploads and streams I've seen across every platform. Formerly a NASA worker who was definitely aware of the aliens this whole time and just did not tell us for some reason. He continues to challenge himself with content like Knife, only to gold and competitive, coaching all sorts of players, no matter their rank in Valorant, and constantly inspiring Twitter to start investing in medals to decorate their hands with. Joel, the people need to know, how much can you deadlift?
How much can I deadlift?
Yes.
Well, on my peak, when I was weighing like 175, I did 315.
Wow. And that was like 175 of like pure muscle.
Yeah, I was pretty lean. Now though, I weigh like 155. I'm still lean, but I did lose a lot of muscle.
You weigh 155
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, I'm lean. I'm too lean. So like, if I were to deadlift, maybe like 225.
I literally weigh more than you.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's not good. Is it?
Why is that not good?
Is it because I'm trying to like eat and gain mass?
So you've accomplished this.
No, but I weighed that even when I wasn't working out.
Oh shit.
So
you're just converting fat to muscle. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. There's a difference. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Damn, you lost like 20 pounds of muscle. That's crazy.
Yeah,
you
it was like
bulky.
Well, it was during COVID and I couldn't go to the gym and like I was also gaming a lot. So it's like my appetite wasn't always the best. I was like skipping meals sometimes. Yeah, it was not the best. But
that's fair.
Well, I personally know nothing about your NASA employee just history.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how far you went with that. Like, if you went into like anti-gravity areas, could have worked with that along the way. Like, can you start from, I want to know more about that. What is the history of that?
The entire history of how I even got the job there, or just like all the work stuff I worked on there?
Yeah, yeah. Like how you got the job, what you worked on.
All right.
Why you quit it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess it would. Yeah, it got so. Yeah, apparently you can't snort cocaine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No.
Yeah, his director said blast off, and he had a completely different.
I was, you know, they were sending mixed signals, you know?
I understand.
Considering they're NASA, you'd think they would have good communication, but. No. So I walked into Area 51.
Naruto sprinting his way there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess like I would start like how I even got the job or how I ended up like even working there. But I was actually a content creator. I was like a three viewer Andy for like 3 years. And like I wanted to be like a full time content creator out of high school. And
right.
I tried, streamed all the time. And in my eyes, I was like, oh, dude, I need to do something more. Like I need to put in more effort. So in my eyes, I was like, okay, I just need to stream more hours. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the answer. I needed to like.
It never is. People think. That's the answer. It's not.
No, yeah.
It's diversifying.
That's what I'm saying. Well, the thing is, like, you know, if you stream like 20 hours, but nobody watched, did you even stream? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I see it. Or that's how I see it now. But I thought, you know, I'm like, oh, I stream 12 hours. Maybe I got to stream 18 hours and that way I'll pop off. And then, you know, I didn't do any YouTube. I didn't like branch out. I didn't try and like do anything to kind of bring in eyes, even though I felt like I'm the same person, not like anything changed.
Yeah.
And
you're just like, you know who I need to consult? NASA employees.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, after it didn't work out and I'm like, okay, this isn't paying the bills and like, I need to like live. So, and my parents were like, oh, go back to school, you know, go back to school, be like a normie. And I was like, all right, fine.
They said that, be a normie.
No. They said a lot more harsh words. They're like, you low life piece of shit. You are 25 and you don't even have a college degree. You don't have a good job, you know? And
yeah. My
like,
dad gave me to 20. For the music thing to work out, and then he was like, you need to go back to school at 24, and at 24 is when I got nominated for a Grammy, and I was like, and he was like, okay, you can
keep doing your thing. Yeah. And so I went back to school and I was like, all right, you know what, I'm gonna treat video game or school like a video game where I'm just gonna put in like as much effort as I do in my video games. Quit video games entirely, went back to school, And I took like 4 classes the first semester, like a normal person. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this was pretty easy. And I was like, all right,
let's
I'm just going to.
Eight.
Yeah. Actually, eight. Yes. Yes. I took 8 classes the next semester. And I was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool if I had
12.
No, I was like, if I had an internship. So I was like, all right, let me just start applying for internships. I look around. NASA was looking to scoop up some people, right? They had 37 open positions for their internships. And I was like, all right, 37? Surely I get one of them to respond. So I applied to all 37 of those positions.
That seems about fair.
And 36 of them rejected me. Because I went to a community college, right? Yeah. Like a no-name community college. No one cares. I barely passed high school.
Sure.
And
mood.
Yeah. And then one of them, they gave me an interview. And I was like, that's all I wanted. What is an interview at NASA like? You know? So I was like, okay. I started preparing like 2 entire weeks for this interview. Like, I'm looking up questions. I'm like, what are they going to ask me? You know, how do I like structure all of my answers to be the perfect answer? And then it comes to the interview day. You know, he starts grilling me on these questions. And I start grilling him back with all the answers. And I was like, oh, you got something for me? You know, and I had everything lined up, you know. And, you know, he was cool. He was really cool. And then his phone goes off. And he had the Office theme song as his ringtone. And I was like, this is my time to shine. You know, I've watched The Office a few times. So I was like, oh, you watched The Office? And he's like, oh, yeah, I've seen it like 5 times. I was like, 5 times? Like, holy shit, I've only seen it 2 times. And he's like, he's like, dude, that's it?
He starts roasting me. Gotta get those numbers up.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's literally what he said. And I was like, dang. He's like, well, you got to get those numbers up by summer. And I was like, wait. Sorry, are you saying that I got the position? He's like, just expect an email from us. And I was like, shit. I was like, oh my God, this is sick. Yeah.
And that's a good approach to take. See, I hear somebody else's phone going off. I'm like, really? Not during our meeting? Like, you didn't turn that into silence?
Yeah. It was like, I mean, I just wanted
any other ringtone would have gone completely different.
Oh, dude, wow. Just the universe. Yeah, if it would have been any other ringtone.
Yeah, it probably, I don't know what would have happened, but that's how it ended up happening. And
the other ringtone, there could have been like another song that he recognized, but no, it was The Office.
No, but even having a song as a ringtone is pretty like, that's like old. Like, that's true. Not new.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's not like a new thing. Everyone just has default.
The iPhone.
Dude, yeah. I think for years I've just been on Buzz. As a matter of fact. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy.
I hate it when my phone makes noises, actually. I really just genuinely hate it. I don't know if I'm the only one that thinks that, but I seriously hate it when my phone makes any noise.
Yeah, I have mine on silent all the time.
It just reminds me of my alarm. Like, you're waking up, like,
because it's also my alarm clock. Every time it does anything, I'm just like, I'm forgetting something. That's like the first thing that comes
true.
To me.
I actually get chills whenever I hear an alarm. Yeah. In like a movie or anything.
Just bad memories.
It like conditioned you. It's like Pavlov dogged you. Every time you hear that sound, they're like, dude, someone should make a prank like that, you know?
Just
over the intercom, it just plays like the alarm sound. You know,
you'll wake up every single kid in school if you did that. Yeah. Like, you break into your principal's office, you play that one sound across the entire PA system. Every single kid in class would be like, oh, God. Just a pulse of fear just through the entire school body.
It's like a torture device, you know? Like, you just have kids trapped in. You just have it blaring into their headphones.
Are you guys those type of people that'll wake up after one alarm, or do you set, like, multiple?
I wake up usually before my alarm. I don't know why.
I do that sometimes.
It's like 3 minutes. I'm like, fuck, I could have had 3 more minutes of sleep.
I set one alarm and I just hit snooze. That's what I do.
Wow. Do you, like, you wake up like another few minutes later?
Yeah. And then it'll come back again in like 10 minutes. Oh, okay. Remind you. Yeah.
I don't trust the snooze, so I just set like when I need to wake up within like the 10-minute range of when I need to wake up. So
he's
like
got the 900 alarms, don't
no,
you?
No, that's 3 or 4 alarms going off within the span of 10 minutes. That is not...
There it is.
He actually moved.
He jumped. Dude, there it is. That thing
see,
right there.
I think for that reason, nightmare I changed fuel. My alarms over the years. Like, mine is the...
Did you see
no, that's... I've had that one before. I switched off that years ago. But yeah. I still remember it.
I'm telling you. I don't have the fear of God.
Are you one of those people? I have.
Yeah, so that's me.
Every, no, literally. You could scroll down my alarms for a whole like 2
just
minutes.
Just
the bottom.
For viewers, I have like at least 100 alarms.
Do you have so many?
Because I just have them for every day and I never delete them.
I mean, sometimes you nap in the middle of the day and then you need to wake up after a certain amount
or
of time.
Or I'll just be like, hey Siri, set an alarm at this time. And it just creates a new one. Or it'll turn on an existing one. And, you know, I can't be bothered to actually type it in like a peasant. So I'll have AI do it for me.
I can get through like, I have 2 alarms set. And then if I sleep through both of them, that's it. My day's over. It's cost me at least $75 because of a parking ticket.
Oh,
I slept right through it. Yep.
You were saying something before I fucking alarm hijacked you.
I've lost my train of thought. The alarm just completely reset my mind. Dude,
it's just like it's a whole new day. My stomach hurts every time I hear it. I'm like, man, school?
It's time to get up.
Like, ah. Yeah. Oh.
Dude, I had a nightmare of that. I was back in school and I walked into a classroom and I didn't know anything on the board and it was like basic math. I was like, oh no. I tried doing long division on stream earlier.
How'd that go?
It was terrible. Yeah. I have no idea how to divide. If I have to write stuff down, it's impossible. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so office alarm.
Yes. Oh, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, yeah. So office thing goes off. You know, I start talking to him about the office, and he's like, all right, we got you with the position. I got the email, all everything, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. You know, it was a paid internship, and I was like, dude, this is insane.
NASA.
Yeah.
What does it even stand for? Wait, national?
National? Astronomical?
Astronomical.
Sensual Association.
Assholes. Yeah. Assholes. It's National Association Space and Administration or something.
Maybe. Nice. I thought Aeronautics.
National. Oh, yeah. Aeronautics. National Aeronautics and Space. No, Administration.
Oh, no.
I'm terrible. I'm terrible with acronyms.
Nautical Astrology Sexy Ass.
There it is. Yep. There it is.
The whole thing.
And then day one, I remember day one walking into the internship, you know, everybody was like dressed up, you know, everyone looking fancy and whatnot. And I'm meeting like everybody else, right? Where all the other interns get into one giant room. There's like 50 of us. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. And we all sit down and everyone has to like sit up and start to kind of introduce themselves. Right. And I was like, all right. You know, this is going to be fun.
Wait,
know,
like preschool? Like,
yeah, like everyone just literally stands up and just introduce themselves, you know? Yeah, icebreaker kind of thing. And the person to my right starts, and it's going around the room that way. So I'm last, and I'm like, damn it. I hate being last. You know? And first guy sits up, and he's like, yeah, I'm working on my PhD at MIT. I'm like, yep, I do not belong here. I was like, immediately, I'm like looking at the closest exit. I'm like, how the hell do I get out of here? You know? And then the next person sits up. They're like working on my master's at UF. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, I go to like some clown community college. I'm like, dude, I'm working on my IT degree.
Honestly, if I were in your position, I would be so happy to be like, I am from community college.
Yeah.
I got here through the interview process. What's up, guys?
Yeah, yeah. And then it just goes around. Everyone has insane credentials. And it gets to me, you know, at the end. And I just stand up and I'm like, I go to this clown community college. And everyone's just like, looks around. It's quiet. And I'm like, yep, working on my IT degree. And everyone's like, they're like, I've never even heard of that place. I was like, perfect. You don't know what to expect. I'm like a wild card, baby.
Sometimes that'll buy you points just being like, oh, I'm not trying to overexceed anything. I'm telling you what I legitimately am. This is who I am. I don't have like, I guess, many outstanding credits or anything like that.
Yeah.
But no, nobody was.
I mean, yeah, they just kind of, you know, they were kind of just doing their own thing. And I just felt kind of awkward, but I didn't know.
Worst case scenario, they think you're dumb. Best case scenario, they think you're a fucking savant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. It
could have been like some, like, you just had this most insane paper or something like that, and they pan plucked you.
You're the Matt Damon of that college. You're from, what the hell was that movie?
I don't know that. I don't know about that. But yeah, and then during the interview, I was.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
You were a Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill. Yeah. Goodwill Hunting. That's the one.
No, so during the entire like internship, I was like, okay, I'm going to try my hardest. So they offered me like a full-time position afterwards, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I went home and studied after work and, you know, just that's all I did. I literally like just woke up and breathed that shit. And then afterwards, you know, they're like, hey, so we can offer you a full-time position if you graduate next, you know, semester. And I'm like, dude, I just started college. Like I took eight classes and then I took four before that. So I've only taken 12 classes at college. And then I was like, yeah, all right, I'll graduate next semester. And I
took 24 classes.
I took 28 credit hour classes, but it was
so much work.
It was 10 classes. It was 10 classes. Yeah.
Yeah. A normal, people that aren't in college, a normal semester, a full schedule semester is 12 credits.
Yeah. 12,
yeah. Yeah.
So you had a full paid time or
over double.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and I had
and
I had
while talk, working the internship,
yeah,
right?
While working the internship, yeah, and I had to talk to like five different people at the school to get it approved.
Yeah,
because I was like the dean, the higher up dean, they have to like sign like through eight different people. I'm like, listen, let me do this. And I was like, I'm telling you I can do this. I'm taking eight now and I have all A's. I'm like, let me do this, please. I can do this. And
how
I'm like,
did you explain to
you
them?
Actually make that schedule work? Because even me that's taking insane. Like 12 to 15 every year, I was just struggling to make like, okay, this actually overlaps with another class. They all like ran one after another.
It's not that they would run over any others. Like half of them were online.
Oh, okay.
And then like the other half were not. So it's like I would have to go in person. And then after that, I would go
home.
So
you had a normal schedule in class yeah. and then a normal schedule out of class.
And then I had to study for all of them.
And internship and study for that as well.
Yes.
What were the classes you were taking?
Oh, God. It was like data structures. It was like database 2. Cybersecurity, forensic analysis Jesus. Stuff. It was holy like computer fuck, science.
Man, that is so much information.
Calc two
calculus
in lab.
Calculus as well.
Calc three, the same.
physics two and calculus two. And then it was like, I don't remember. It was like a bunch of
Jesus.
Like,
dude, that's so much math. Like just thinking about it literally hurts my brain. Like the farthest I ever got in math was like stats. I cannot do numbers.
Well, it was.
Oh, I thought you meant like the addition of so many classes. I thought you were talking about like simple addition of like, four classes plus three classes.
No,
oh, okay.
I could do that one. Don't worry. I got that one down. Oh, okay. I'm just saying like the farthest math class I got to was like statistics in college.
I didn't even pass algebra the first one. I was so bad at college, but I wanted to touch on, you said something, or you said that like you studied at home for this job, right?
Yeah.
This is something that I feel like not enough people know. Like if you want to be, and I can just tell from the creative industry, cause that's what I'm in, or the creative industry is if you're going to school for like music, right?
Mm.
And all you do is the music stuff and the homework and don't really do anything else. You're not going to fucking make it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Anything creative related.
You have to exactly put like in. That. If not double, like as much time as you possibly can into that craft.
Yeah.
Like outside of everything you're doing. But right. that's all I wanted. It
is super important to do that. Yeah. And when I was doing that, like during all that time, I had zero social life, like actually zero
of
social
course.
Life.
Where would you fit social
life?
Yeah,
you couldn't. I barely even fit the gym. I'd go to the gym like 3 or 4 times a week. And I used to go like very free and I would make it like 40 minutes. I had a planner and I planned out everything, cooking, when I'm eating, gym, when I'm studying, what subject I'm studying, all of my classes. Everything was methodically planned out. How much I'm sleeping, when I'm going to bed.
Oh my God. You are like the most hyper type A personality I've ever met in my life. That's genuinely insane.
And how much were you sleeping like throughout the week?
8 hours.
Yeah, so you
eight hours
every single day.
I guess you kind of have to with how much like time.
Yeah, but you would have to like plan exactly when you pass out.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I'm not kidding. Like it was like from 8 to 8:30 is my unwind time. 8:30, I am asleep. I wake up at 5:30. Like it was like clockwork, like super structured like that.
Do you ever miss it? Like just being like that?
I do miss how efficient I was.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, not having a social life, okay, I wouldn't say I didn't have a social life. I was on Tinder.
Like, ah, yes, the social life of Tinder.
But it, like even my
babe, you have 30 minutes.
I'm not even
kidding.
And his
letter is like Tinder messages. 8:15 to 8:17.
I'm not kidding. That's what it was. Like it was like, hey, listen, I'm super busy. I have 2 hours. That's it.
You literally
that's probably
don't understand.
Kind of attractive to certain people.
I guess so. That's what it was. So I would go there. I would hang out with them for 2 hours, and then I'd go home. I'm like, hey, I have to go home, and I would do that. That was my only social life, my only escape from everything. It was like it was something that grounded me, I guess. But then after a while, I felt dead inside because I'm like with the different people, and I'm like, okay, this sucks. There's no emotional connection. Yeah. I'm like, this is awful.
You can't form an emotional connection if you give them like an hour. Exactly. Like, even an hour a day is like not enough. I feel.
But, yeah. And so. it was terrible. I didn't enjoy that part of it, but I did like how efficient I was. And I was like studying like different stuff. And then even after my classes, when I was working there full time, I would go home and study like classes for fun. Like I'd do crash courses and stuff
and
on
just
to learn
it. You heard
it
here, folks. If you want to get into NASA, this is what you have to do.
No, you don't have to be that.
I guarantee you any of those fucking MIT, UM, fucking UF kids were not working even half, we're not working even half as hard.
I don't know, man. People in MIT kind of go kind of crazy. I don't know if they're down to that level. That's insanity, but that's for any human being, to be fair.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is like, I just wanted to be the best at that. So. Yeah. And that's what, whenever I get fixated on something,
it reflects in, I was about to say, like in Valorant or like even streaming or doing
content creating, like I'm just like, okay.
I have to be the best.
Yeah. And then I just grind and then grind and then grind. And then I'm just like super efficient in that sense. But So that's just what I did with school. And I'm like, all right. And then I didn't play any video games at all. And then eventually I started getting back into video games. And I'm like, dude, I kind of miss content creating. And I'm like watching like a bunch of other content creators. And I'm like, I could do this. I know I can do this. Like, I literally like, I don't know. I just really felt like I did. And not only that, but working there was cool and all. But working like a 9-to-5 government job, it's very... it's very coasty, you know, like, yeah. It's like, if you put in a shit ton of effort,
it's
the same outcome. You know, you might be able to get a little raise, you know, a little Christmas bonus or whatever at the end of the year, but it's like a little 5K Christmas bonus after putting in like a shit ton of effort.
Yeah.
But, you know, something where you have like an uncapped ceiling, like content creating or like anything in that sort of field where it's like, you put in a shit ton of effort, you get a lot of reward. But if you start to coast, you start to take it easy, you're going to get punished hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like a job like that, where it's like 9-to-5, if you start to coast, you know, you can get by, you know, and it's like, you still get the same thing, you know, it's whatever. And
there's safety in government jobs.
Yeah. It's like a safety net kind of thing. So I understand that aspect, and it's a lot of very reliable for a lot of people. But for me, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to the moon, baby. You know?
The first man to come from a community college in NASA.
Yeah.
Graduate college in one semester, essentially, and then went to the moon as an IT guy.
Yeah.
That would have been an amazing story.
That would have been. It would have been.
Decent,
yeah.
Bibliography.
Yeah. So then the crux of the story is then you worked there for a little bit, then just got straight into content creation?
Well, so I worked there for a little bit, and then I was like, I kind of miss content creating. And it's not even that I was like content creating on the side of working. I was like, all right, I'm just going to quit.
Oh, and shit.
Yeah, I would not recommend this, by the way.
No, I didn't do that even
for
music.
Don't do that. It's terrible. It was terrible. I had money saved up from work, so I was able to live. I had like 6 months where I could just live and like, you know, and still be okay. And I'm like, okay, 6 months is my timeline, right? And I'm like, okay, I'll do that.
So what was your official job title at NASA?
It was like Software Engineering 1.
Okay. And how much did that pay exactly, like per year?
So Florida, it's not that, a lot of people are like, oh, dude, you must have been getting paid a shit ton of money. It's like, dude, it's Florida, you know, and like the competing prices in Florida. It was like, it's between, for Software Engineering 1, it's between 55 and 65K for Software
really good.
Engineering.
Okay, that's still a solid job.
Yeah, but, you know, compared to what people expect, you know, it's
Software
it's
Engineering
like,
2 is $1 million.
No. Software Engineering 2, even in Florida, it's like 80 to 100K. Like, it's really... Because the living expenses is also a lot cheaper in Florida, too. Mm-hmm. So that's also a huge thing, too.
Fair.
So if you were to get a software engineering position here in California, you know, it's going to be way more. Mm-hmm. But so I had like,
did you meet 60K. An alien?
Yes.
Did you fuck the alien?
I did.
Can what I fuck it? The alien?
Well, have you guys watched Futurama?
Actually, this year, I've not.
Okay.
I love Futurama.
All right.
It's one of my favorite shows.
So,
of all
yeah,
he's trying
was,
to get me to watch.
There
Futurama.
Was like Leela, you know, it's like a Leela type
oh,
girl.
Great.
Yeah. And,
amazing.
She's the
one-eyed the cyclops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wood.
Yeah.
Wood. Yep. Wood. Yeah. Easily. Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
And then Widowmaker, of course. You know.
Oh kinda, my God! Don't get me started. Let's.
So blue.
Back.
Just a random blue person.
No, you know what? And you know what's funny? I used to tell people a lot, like, you know, the people I'd hang out with. I'd be like, you know, do you know any government secrets? You know that you worked in NASA, and I was like, all right, don't tell anybody. All right, and I was like, the Earth is flat.
That one really threw them off.
Yeah, yeah. They
I
were
was
like
serious.
They were like, wait, seriously? They're like, I knew it. You know, some people they're like, I knew it. They're like, you know, it's crazy. Like, I didn't believe the moon landing was real anyway. And I was like, it's not. You know, and I'm just.
I saw the soundstage.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, we filmed it. You know, I was on the set. You
know? Fucking 70s or 60s, whatever.
I was fucking comparing my foot to that Buzz Aldrin guy or whatever his name is. Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah.
Small feet, yeah. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm.
As you would expect from a guy that faked the moon landing.
Yeah, no, and a lot of people like actually believe, and I'm like, dude, how? Like, it's very real, you know. Like, there's a lot of, you like, what do you think we do in there? You know, like, we just work for fun.
Yes, genuinely, yeah. It sounds like it was fun.
I mean, when you hear NASA, it's kind of like this mystical thing, like all powerful, like they know everything about space. Like, it seems very like.
They're the preeminent people in space. Anything, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Like, yeah, it's cool, and like so a lot of the buildings are really cool. Like, there was a giant building. It's called the VAB. It's like the Vertical Assembly Building. That's where like they stack the rocket, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that thing is huge. There's like 500 floors. I'm not kidding. Like five. Like you would have to take an elevator to the top just so you could take another elevator to the top. Like, it was an elevator of an elevator, and each elevator had like. 100 floors.
Jesus.
If not more.
Neat.
Yeah. And then because it would go from 1 to 99. And after 99, it would be like 1A, 2A, 3A. And it's like it would just keep racking up. And once you're at the top there, I'm not kidding. Like that's like the level of the planes. Like you can see. It's crazy how high up
how
you
flat
are. Yeah, how here. Flat the earth is. What's funny, I posted on my story. I remember doing that. I took a video and I was like, you can really see how flat the earth is. I just love fucking with people like that. It's so funny. Yeah.
No. I can't help but notice there's not a single curve out there.
Where's the curve? Question mark. You know? So yeah, and it was cool. Like
hands down to your ass.
It was cool because like everyone there, like even like you know my managers and all that stuff. Like everyone's like really they're cool, really funny. They're great. That's the thing that I miss the most from NASA was like the coworkers.
Yeah,
they were all like super smart and they were like you know very funny, down to earth people, very helpful. I learned so much from them. You know because like they had a lot of experience beforehand. Yeah. I didn't. I had to learn a lot. So I was just like a sponge walking around. You know just soaking up as much information as possible.
I miss that as well from like working like a normal job. It's just like meeting new people every day and then having that camaraderie with your coworkers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I find it a lot in streaming and music, but it's just like not the same because you have to be there. It's like you have to be there. So let's all suffer together.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. So they were actually like helpful and welcoming to getting you, like letting you know new things.
Well, there's not a lot of competition. It's not like
you're in it to get over somebody else.
You don't have to fuck someone over to get a job. Like
exactly. It was more just like we were a team, right? And it's like they wanted me to do well, so that like they were super helpful with it. It was nice. It was really I missed that the most. And they were cool people and stuff. And sometimes
and then you ditched them.
And then I that's when I literally quit and I remember 300 YouTube subscribers. I had like 5K on TikTok.
Right. Oh shit.
I still had 3 viewers on Twitch. But I'm like, nah, I'm doing it different this time. I was like, this time I'm going to do it right. And I had like a plan. I wrote down. I used my like efficient techniques to write down like exactly the plan. And I had like it was like a 9-step process. Still have it. I still have the notebook. I'm still following it 2 years later. I'm on step number 7.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm still.
And 9 is world domination?
9 is a step towards world domination. But I had to write more steps. So yeah. I think like 6 months ago, I wrote down more. And now I'm at like, I think 12 or 13 steps written down.
Wow.
And shit. I don't ever leak any of the steps ahead of time to people. But I do tell people the steps up until where I'm at now. And yeah. So like, for example, like my first step was to get Radiant, right? Valorant, which is like the top
rank. Just be the best in the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's such a good place to start, honestly. Like, if you're going to start somewhere, you might as well be at the top of something. You know?
Yeah. So it was like, I'm going to get top 500 in Valorant. And I'm like, you know, I used to have Counter-Strike experience. I was semi-professional in Counter-Strike, and it was very similar to Counter-Strike. I was like, all right, this is easy. This is something I could do. But what was funny was before Valorant, before I even tried being a content creator, or when I was kind of like starting off being a content creator, I was streaming World of Warcraft. Not a lot of people know this. But
really?
I was
you're a WoW guy?
Yeah, I was. I had a lot of rank ones in the world in WoW in World of Warcraft.
Like, so you were up there with Mitch?
No. He's because he's PvP.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I did PvP, but I wasn't like rank one. I was like top 0.05% or something. Where it's
we've had him on the show.
Oh, actually, nice. Yeah. So like I had like gladiator title in World of Warcraft for PvP, but no, this was like PvE. I was like dabbling.
So
in
you
PvE.
Were doing like world firsts and shit like that.
Kind of like I wasn't in guilds where they were doing world firsts, but I was like doing like mythic dungeons and like mythic raid. And for those, they have like logs where you can like log against other people, your class, right? For other people who are doing mythic dungeons. For my class in some of the bosses that I did, I had like the highest damage.
So you were just like fucking destroyed.
I was literally like number one on some of the polls, which was crazy because I'm competing against like China and that in China it's like very big, right? Like it's like they're always known for like being like at the top, and I was like number one against them too.
What was your name then?
I think it was
Jolly Goodman.
Jolly Goodman.
It wasn't Jolly Goodman. I mean, that was like way back. That was like high school era. Yeah. Which is a good talking point too, but no, it was just Joel's, I think, or Joel's. Yeah, I think it was just Joel's. So yeah, like, if you want to look me up, it's just Joel's. I think I played on Illidan, and I had like some rank one pulls, and it was crazy. And then my friend was like, "Dude, World of Warcraft is dead content. Don't stream that shit." And then you know,
good good on him.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, dude, get off that shit. He's like, go get on Valorant. And I'm like, all right, we'll go to Valorant, you know, fine. Yeah. I'll do it.
Dude, transitioning from Warcraft to Valorant has got to be the hellest, most jumpiest thing ever.
Yeah, no, it was hard at first. Like, but it was like riding a bike because I used to play Counter-Strike so much. So I got really good really fast. I got to Immortal in like a week of playing the game. And then
in a week.
Yeah. But to get to radio.
I didn't know that part. I'll always remember one of the first few words you said to me when we first met at a Korean barbecue. You said, I have no idea how to aim. It's all about like how you use the abilities and how you like learn from your positioning. And then I saw your aim and I was like, God fucking damn it, I don't have that.
Then you're well, load of shit is what it is.
No, but it's like my aim is not, I guess like the way I think about it, it's like my aim is not that good compared to like other Radiant players. Like people who have been Radiant, their aim is like really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. I'm not that good. And when it comes to aim compared to them.
Yeah.
I'm more of like strategic, you know, game sense, comms, you know, mental, positioning, that kind of stuff. And yeah, but to get to Radiant from Immortal, that took me a long time. I think it took me like 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I was just grinding. And then as soon as I got that, I'm like, all right, we did it. And then
Stage two.
And now it was like free coaching. Who doesn't want free coaching from a Radiant player?
Fair enough.
I'm like, dude, that is just, it's free. Like, who doesn't want that? Mm-hmm. So then I was like, all right, guys, I made a TikTok. I was like, I just hit Radiant. I'm giving away free coaching to everyone who joins the Discord. And then my Discord just started blowing the fuck up. Like, I think I got 3,000 members overnight.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it started, like, just huge. Like, everything was starting. And I was giving free coaching to everyone. I did that for, like, 4 months, where I did, like, 3 sessions every day for 3 months
On
stream for free.
How long was each
session?
You
probably had to uptake the moderator status on that if it was a server that was filling up overnight.
Yeah, yeah. It was hard to kind of, like,
balance.
A lot of shit posting. A lot of people just doing whatever. But for the most part, it was pretty tame. It wasn't too crazy. Yeah, we got...
Wholesome community.
Yeah, wholesome, like, individuals. Everyone trying to learn. Everyone trying to improve and stuff. And
you were on... You were streaming each one of these sessions on Twitch the entire time.
Yeah, the entire time. Yeah. And what's funny.
When did you see the first spike in your viewership when you were doing that?
Well, when I was doing that, like I was probably getting like around like 50 to 60 viewers.
Mm-hmm. So a huge jump.
Yeah.
That's a huge jump from three.
Even then, like 50, 60 viewers, you can make maybe not a solid living, but you can like make
some pretty fun money
to like live.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's what I was doing for a while. So like, I had like 50 to 60, and then after the coaching, I started a new, like a series, right? Where I did like classic only to Immortal.
Yeah.
Right. That was my first ever like kind of challenge thing. And that one blew up a little bit too. And I got a lot of views on YouTube for that because I was also like cutting it up.
Yeah.
The coaching and uploading it onto YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then I did the challenge, the classic only to Immortal. I got from like that 50 to 60 viewers to about like 100. And I was like, oh my God, dude, I had 100. I remember like freaking out. I was like, I had 100 like consistent viewers. I'm like, holy shit, what the hell? It's crazy. And I remember being so happy about that because it was like the best feeling ever. And it was cool. And then from there, I just consistently started like doing other stuff. And then I did a Chamber cosplay because I saw Chamber come out. Yeah. And then a lot of people were like, yeah. Oh yeah, you kind of look like Chamber. And I was like, let me just dabble in the cosplay. Like, I don't mind. I was like, in my mind, I need to utilize every single asset I have. And I was like, well, I hit Radiant. I want to offer free coaching, you know, for like that. I have good gameplay, you know, maybe I need to be more charismatic, funny, whatever. You know, I'm not ugly. I mean, I could do some cosplays, right? So I'm just like, I'm trying to do everything and branch out and like spiderweb effect as many people and pull them in as much as possible. So I'm like, I'm still doing that now where it's like, I'm dabbling in like other aspects, other channels, other stuff, just to try and like pull as many eyes and branch out as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's like,
I think that's what a lot of people don't really understand about content creation. If you're starting from literally zero with no help from anyone, you have to find a way for people to want to watch you in some massive way. Being the best at something is probably the easiest. Like, no. Don't get me wrong. It's not the easiest to be the best at something. Like, it's the easiest thing you can try to achieve to get to that point of like a starting zone. But it's really hard to be the best at something.
Yeah. Well, so my dad used to tell me because I wanted to be a baseball player when I grew up.
Yeah.
Or when I was younger.
Yeah.
Right. And my dad was like, okay, in order for you to pursue this at all, you're going to need to be the best in the league. Okay, for a little bit, I was the best in my league. And he's like, that's not enough. You're going to have to be the best in Florida. And then that was when I was like, oh, okay, I see. I see how long this is going to take. But it's just like, you have to at least be the best in your fucking area.
Yeah.
to like be able to even make something of it.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's tough. It's definitely super hard. It's super competitive. And I always like a lot of people are like, Joel, I want to be a full time streamer. You know, we had any recommendation? And I'm like, dude, it's so hard, man. It is so, and it's so time consuming. People don't understand. Like, they're like, oh my God, this guy only streams for like 5-6 hours and then that's it. Like, that's easy. That's less than 8 hours a day. I'm like, dude, I don't think you guys understand like how much preparation and work goes even outside of streaming, let alone how taxing it is streaming 6 hours. Like, where you have to be like on, right? You gotta be funny. You gotta be alert. You gotta, you know, be interactive. You know,
I think it's not even about being funny while you're live. It's the whole idea of like attracting viewers to your stream to begin with. Because if somebody just sees your thumbnail on the Twitch viewer page, like however bad the discovery page is, they're just gonna see you playing. And if your title like doesn't drag you in because the thumbnails won't, like thumbnails don't exist on Twitch. Yeah, it just grabs a random screenshot of whenever you're live. If they see like, oh, you're just playing, they're going to be like, oh, I'm not going to click on that. There's just another player. If you can like draw them in with like something new, with something specific to like what you're doing in the moment, I think that's like the first step.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Especially with Twitch. I mean, discoverability on Twitch is not good, right?
It's horrible.
So like, you don't stream to grow. That's like the biggest thing that people have this misconception. You
grow to stream. Literally, you grow on every other platform and, can stream.
Yeah, the idea that I like kind of look at it is like, Twitch and streaming in general, it's like used to cultivate the community you already have built. It is not to build your community. It's to cultivate the one that you have. And how you build a community is through other platforms. TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, every other platform except for Twitch. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do like cool stuff that could be kind of like a good cash grab or something. Like, you know, like subathons or something and stuff. Yeah. But it's not that good for like growing unless you have like really, really like unique content that you can clip and post it on other platforms, right?
Yeah, like his subathon was like one of the most interesting subathons I've ever. And because he's cultivated his community.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I love my community. Yeah. They're great. I hate them, but I love them.
They're really great.
That's good. No,
perfect balance.
You have no idea how many short jokes I have to sit through every single day. Every single day.
Oh, they say it to me all the time. And I'm like
that's what makes me upset. I've heard people that are just 6 foot and up and they still get short jokes. And I'm like, wow, I don't even face that much.
Yeah.
But then it makes you think like, oh my God, when these people see me in person or like see me compared to another person that they know their height of, and I'm like, wow, they're looking at me like, that is a short motherfucker. And I'm like 5'9", which is the average height.
Yeah. Dude, you want to know the first time I went to a
club? Yeah, I know.
First time I went to Owl. It was the first time.
Overwatch League?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We all three went together.
Yeah.
First time ever, the first person to recognize me came up to me and said, "Are you Tubal?" I'm like, "Yeah, nice to meet you, man." He's like, "Oh, you really are short."
What?
And then walked away. And the then audacity. Walked away. I was so mad. I and almost went home.
She
I was
alone.
So mad.
It's not like she was doing it in front of her friend to be like, oh, watch this. She walked up alone and then walked away. No satisfaction.
I was so mad. I was like, motherfucker. This bitch.
I don't even think she laughed on her own while like Louie and I were laughing.
It was so serious. It's what made me so mad. Like, that wasn't even a joke. You're just an asshole.
Yeah.
But that was my entire experience there. Everyone else was so fucking tall. That's really what the issue was. Why are gamers so lanky? Why are all of you so goddamn lanky in person?
No, true.
Like, I ran into like 20-foot giants at that place. It was so infuriating.
Yeah.
It's crazy because with how many bad postured people you see, like while they're streaming and everything, it's like you think that would affect them somehow.
Right? You think it would level the playing field for a guy like me, but nope, they're just towering giants.
Yeah.
All right, I have a serious question.
Sure.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
Yep. Let's do it.
Us three.
Fuck, Mary.
Good luck.
I won't be offended at all. None of us will.
I will.
I would kill Louis.
No bias, but
I'd kill him too.
Kill Louis.
Man, this though, I can't do
just
this.
To give
I
you,
do
just
this.
To give you preface as to why I would kill Louis. Louis, what is the one thing you sent me during one of the most climactic moments of your life?
So,
you
want to tell everyone about that? So I got a gastric bypass. It was a surgery because I was, you know, I wanted a big change in my life.
Yeah.
And right before I go to the hospital, like I'm stepping into the OR.
Yeah. This is the last
thing
he
text Tubal, I fucking hate you. So just in case I died, that would be the last thing I ever told him.
Oh my. I want you guys to know how off guard I was when that message came through. I'm like, he's going into surgery today. I'll send him a message. I fucking hate you. I was like, what the fuck? And then he just went radio silent. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell him he was funnier when he was fat.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Let's go. You have to do it.
He's going to do the fucked up stuff. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Louis will tamper with your mind, apparently.
All right. I'm going to... Just because you offered this game, I'll have to kill you. That's just what it is. That's what it is. Whoever offers up the game...
That's a smart move.
I think. Anyone who offers up the game...
Before you confirm that answer, this was run by all of us. So just whoever's presenting it. It could have been an idea from one of
us. We all came up with the idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a heads up. Fair is fair. In love and war.
I mean,
I love you.
All right.
He dropped the L word, so take that into consideration.
Okay. I'm just saying,
a little weird.
I'm just saying, we all have the
same
interests.
A little early, if anything.
We do.
It would be weird to be married, though, because we're both named Christian.
We are. We both do like Berserk.
Yeah, it would be cute.
You both have the same.
But then again, I feel like, I just feel like I know Louis. I've known Louis so much longer, but also I know Fish pretty well. Mm. And also, I also know Tuvol pretty well.
You got this.
I'm gonna kill you all.
Yeah. I think that's.
I'm gonna fuck myself.
And I'm gonna marry the.
I'm literally gonna be jerking off to you guys dying.
Well, I gotta say, I wasn't expecting that answer.
There we go.
Not bad. That's the curveball no one expects.
Okay, perfect.
Good. Well. Shit.
He's already married to his job, right. So there you go.
So, okay. So you've been doing this thing where you've been playing in different servers. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I saw a TikTok of you where you were playing in this server, and then I guess there was a part two, but you didn't label it as.
You mean a different region,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you picked the Middle East region, right? Or what is it called?
Bahrain. Yeah.
Right. And then you ordered food because they told you that it was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking cool. You should make that like a whole little series.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. It did so well, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to Tokyo. I'm going to be playing on Tokyo servers, and I'm going to order like, you know, Japanese food and stuff.
I fucking love that.
And
them to order for you. That's
sort of exactly. I'm going to be like, hey, what's good? Well, I'm trying to get some food. What is your favorite food?
And then by the end of the game, the food will be there, so it's like...
Yeah, and then I get to try and have a little, you know, mukbang, you know, like
what do you mean different regions? I thought you meant like...
Like in Valorant, you know
how
you can
pick servers. You know how you can have different
servers?
But
then how are you ordering food from...
Well, it's California, bro. It's LA. You know, LA has...
No, I'm so confused. You're playing different regions. Why would they know?
From the Middle East to be delivered to him.
Oh, so he's just recommending like food genres, and then you're ordering it from a restaurant here.
Yeah, that has that genre.
The gears were fucking going.
No, because I'm under the impression that you're in a completely different country, and then you're just like, hey, I'm trying to order food from this restaurant.
No, he's not
and then
going to Tokyo. So in Valorant, he's playing in a different region.
I know
so
that part. I understand. I understand how it works now, but I was just under a different impression.
Yeah.
Okay. This makes sense.
I thought I was like watching that, and I had like a smile on my face. Like, this is such a good idea. Mm. That is so awesome.
That's very smart.
Yeah, and it's good because it pulls in people from all sorts of communities. They're like, oh my god, I'm from Bahrain.
World domination.
Yeah, that's step number seven. Step number seven. By the way, this is step number seven, and I planned this 2 years ago. Yeah. So here we are.
I can't wait to see 2 years from now, like how many more. Or if it's just done.
I can't wait
retired.
To see your mukbang YouTube streams. They're going to be so good, man.
Yeah. And it just throws that in there, right? And adds to the video. So, I mean, another thing, too, that I wanted, and this can make it can enhance the series even better, I was going to travel to the place.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then play Valorant and their stuff. And then, you know, and then...
That's okay. Now that you're saying that, I don't sound as crazy, because that's what I pictured that you were doing, is that you would get a recommendation, and then you would go to that actual place, whether that's, like, international, and then you'd order. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, I just actually lived there for a little bit, and then...
7 months.
Yeah.
Buy property.
I just think it'd be cool, but, you know, this is step one. You know, I could work towards
this
that.
This is only step one.
This is step 7A.
Step 7A. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have 13 written down, so you'll see.
This is very exciting.
We got a lot of stuff cooking.
I can't wait to be along for it. Yeah. Just like,
good job.
Mom with on her phone.
Yeah. So I went to Bahrain. They were like, yeah, try shawarma. And I was like, I've never tried it. And that's another thing, too, is like, I'm from Florida, and like in Florida, at least where I was from, you know, like it was like a no name. I mean, not no name, but it's like very small town with not food, like many food places. Like,
In Miami, like there's the usual suspects, like, you know, like Italian, Asian, like stuff like that. But even Asian food is very like We only have like Japanese food. There's not a lot of there's no Chinatown, I think, in, Miami. There's no like
we didn't even have like Chinese like places. Like we don't even have Asian at all like food places.
Like I grew up in Miami 24 years and I don't remember ever going to like a Koreatown. They told me they had a Koreatown here. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. But yeah, we just have like Hispanic food. That's like, and specifically Caribbean Hispanic food. Like we don't even have really good Mexican food over there.
Yeah.
So it's cool being out here and being able to do shit like that. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
I think, it brought such a smile to my face watching that. It was like, wow, this is onto something.
Yeah. Cool. I'm excited to see how the YouTube would do for that. Like, I did it first on Germany. Well, originally, like the idea was to play. I wanted to play like the Frankfurt servers
specifically, like a rank, right?
Yeah, because I was gonna do all regions to a specific rank, but then I was like, I don't know if it's gonna be that good of content, but I'd rather just do like a couple episodes of like just appreciating the culture of the place.
This
rather
feels
than, like,
better for short form, and there's also like so it's like because I guess you, Keo, and a couple others. Yeah. Like kind of started this whole like to a certain rank. And I feel like there's just so much content like that out now.
Yeah.
Like the challenges like that. And if you can like flip it and do something, it's the best way to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's,
I play on the Germany servers till I'm immortal and I eat their food.
And I eat their food while doing it.
And I laugh at them.
Yeah, no. So, and Frankfurt is known to be the most like toxic servers in Valorant. So
I was about to ask, do you get grilled in a different language like every time?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's real bad.
Hell yeah.
They're pretty bad. But it makes for good content sometimes. Yeah. So, and some people are pretty wholesome. So it's cool. And I would rather like focus more on like the wholesomeness of a region, you know,
than focus on
like toxic stuff. I mean, of course we can add it in there, like maybe a little bit. You know, just because it might be like for comedic value. But the main focus is going to be like just, you know, the positive stuff, the wholesomeness, you know, kind of angle. Yeah. So then everyone's like, I'm from that country. And, you know, he likes this country, you know, kind of thing. Like, and that's the angle I'm kind of going with. So
there's also good like moments for story like that. Like, did you ever watch Fitz?
I haven't. No.
Okay. So he was like a CSGO YouTuber.
Okay.
And there is this one video where he gets like in a game with a Vietnamese dude. And the guy's like really mean off the bat, but then by the end of the game, they're like best friends. Yeah. And it was this is the funniest video I've ever seen. It was like, so like finding some shit like that could be cool too. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure with that's your charisma, good. you can do some shit like
getting
that.
Getting people to like you is tough on the internet.
No,
when
yeah.
When they start mean, you gotta play your cards very right.
Yeah, that's you really do. One. Yeah.
That's why it's so special when it happens.
I feel like it's so easy for people to hate you. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, easily. On the internet.
Fuck up one play, and it's just like, I will hate you for the rest of my life. Yeah.
At least for the rest of the game, yeah.
I kind of approach those situations just being like, I could not care that you were being mean to me. Like, you just kind of, sometimes, and kind of, sometimes you go into the conversation just ignoring them.
Yeah,
like, you just, in the sense that you just don't even pretend like they're being mean to you, and they're just like, what the fuck? Why aren't you reacting? Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. And then you continue the conversation on with that.
Yeah. Just like overwhelming positive, you know, and then it just kind of
well, this isn't working. I give up on that.
Yeah.
So he's like,
you fucking idiot. Why didn't you plant the spikes? It's like, oh man, you're right, dude. I'm sorry. Like, I'll try better next time.
Oh man, you're sorry. Man, I'm sorry. I didn't think that way.
Yeah.
But
I engage in a nuclear arms race when people start.
Yeah, but you're good on your
start hating on
you're
me.
You're good. He's like a good witty like.
I love it when people shit talk me. It's great. It's so much fun. But I think I'm in the very, very small minority of people that enjoy that. I can't imagine like the shit other people have to go through when they don't have like the quick comebacks or anything like that. They go with some generic shit. They get roasted for it because they heard it a million times.
Yeah.
That's got to be rough. Yeah, I understand.
True.
I get it.
True.
That's just my favorite thing on the planet. But it doesn't happen that often, believe it or not. I think it might be just because I'm playing in America. So maybe if I go to Europe, I'll get to box some Russians or something.
Oh, God.
Can we talk more about your work with like NRG? Because I've seen
he's really interested in this shit.
I want to know because it's just like working with a partnership or an org or just like running an own company on your own.
Yeah,
like they're just. I feel like for the most part, from what I've heard as a content creator, is that they're going to expect you to come to them with ideas and then they'll help you like make that happen, whether it's like budget or like a team oriented activity or anything. But I want to know like what it's been like working with NRG in terms of, I guess, your specific content. Cause I've seen they post stuff that has you in it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you can reuse that content on your own, but
Yeah.
I guess from the ground up, like, how does that affect what you want to put out there?
Yeah. So, well, with a lot of orgs, like, I will just say this. NRG does a lot of things right. With a lot of orgs, they do a lot of things wrong, right? Like, they'll just hire a bunch of content creators and then not get anything from them. And then they're just bleeding money. And that's why I was like, how do orgs make money even?
They don't.
Well, yeah, most a lot orgs of them are. Exactly. Yeah.
I'd say, like, even, like, I mean, every, I can't think of one that is positive. I think maybe FaZe because of going public, but even then, like, they don't make money. They don't.
It's so is the ideal situation that they want to grab in big faces and then put out an idea or a video that they put out and then just profit off of that while also being able to pay the person that they had the face in there for? Okay.
Yeah, so that's the idea, right? They sign in content creators, they bring in those content creators, they film content with those creators, and then they try and monetize those the content that they make, right? So the issue is that they don't really get people to come in and record the content or something, or content creators in general.
That happens with streamer houses a bunch. Like, it's like, oh, we're going to put all these streamers in a house and they're going to hang out and make content. It's like they never see each other.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of content creators are pretty lazy. Like at least with what I've noticed, like scheduling anything with a lot of creators is a mess. It's like, it's super hard to do because like they, and I mean, not only are they lazy, but they have like a lot of things going on in their lives. Right. And it's like, it's so hard to just get like a bunch of people together because so many people have different schedules, right? It's not,
and time zones as well.
The thing is, like with the 9 to 5, everyone knows you work 9 to 5. So then afterwards you can always hang out and then do something after. With this is like, you know, I stream this time. Oh, I stream in the mornings. I stream at night. It's like, oh shit, what do we do? You know what I mean? Like we're fucked. We won't see each other. You know what I mean? So I think the sporadicness in the scheduling for content creators makes it hard. But with NRG, like going back to what you were saying, it's like, we go in once a week. I think we go in like usually Tuesdays and we just film. Oh, sure. We film like 3 TikToks and a YouTube video, right? Where we get like, I get like Willius to come in, Ethos, you know, and we just like fuck around and do whatever.
So is that like an idea that they present to you? Or?
Yeah. So they always come with the ideas and we just do whatever.
And they just like, take the face and then you guys just do your, oh,
we just do whatever. Or they're just like, hey, this TikTok dance is trending. Can you guys do it? We're like, all right, we suck at it, but it'd be fun. Let's do it. And then we'll just learn it and then do it. And they post it on their TikTok page.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really big thing about like collabing and content creation is that the only thing that'll get another content creator to agree with you is that if you come with them with an actual like concept or idea that they don't actually that they don't have to work on on their own time. It's just like if you present them with the
idea. Yeah, if you present it, it's like you just have to show up.
You just have to show up and have
everything's
like,
going to be prepared for
you. Maybe like a funny bit, but for the most part, this is the concept of it. You just have to show up.
Yeah. Like even when we did the Valorant thing for you, like the Find the Radiant, we were like, just show up.
Which is perfect because like, I don't have to think about it. I don't have to prep for it. I just, it's like perfect, right? Just schedule this alarm. Time.
Hear one horrifying sound. And like,
I've done that before. Like I've seen videos that haven't even popped off that I've been in, and just because they haven't popped off, like they didn't maybe advertise it right. But I've had people with 100 subscribers literally reach out to me, and they're like, "Hey, I have this idea. You just need to come to this." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll do that,
dude." Noah. So he's a primarily Magic the Gathering content creator.
Yeah.
Like cards and shit, the explaining cards.
Yep.
He wanted to do this thing where he made a game on like Google Docs. Like it's like a game with different slides, a store. Like you just have to get to the end of the maze or whatever.
Right.
And he just came to us Fish brought me in Tubold. It's like, all you have to do is show up. I will tell you the rules right there, and then we'll start playing the game. And dude, that video did like 700,000.
Damn. Yeah.
Our other one, holy by the shit. Way,
is also
it's now we did like 500.
We did two of them, and they're both his two most popular videos. Not to brag or anything,
but it is most popular video to date.
But he is such a nice guy, and it was so
and he's
fucking
funny,
fun.
And he's just so like, what's the word?
Creative.
Yeah, creative, and just what's the word? Flat. I don't know. Just
monotone.
That's it. Like the way that he delivers his words is so like monotone. It just works.
And we're
so
all
well
very animated. Yeah. So it's like hard.
Yeah. Shout out to Magic the Noah. Love that dude.
Magic the Noah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick. I'll
get you on one of his. We should get a bunch of Valorant streamers and fucking do it. Sure. That'd be so fucking awesome.
But I guess that's the takeaway is like if you can present an idea to anybody, most of the time they'd be like, oh, that sounds dope. All I need to do is come through. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, the problem is like coming up with an idea, but also it's different like having like a good idea and then it's like how do you market the good idea? You know, like you can have a good idea, but you can't have a good way of marketing it. So then it becomes a shit idea.
Yeah.
And that is like a big thing that a lot of creators in general don't think about, right? It's like, you know, I've had people been like, or they just don't think about the nuances of stuff. You know, like they'll do like, I don't know. They'll like, I've had people be like, oh, why don't you do like a martial only challenge where you only do the martial all the way to immortal? And it's like, you know, that idea is okay, but it's like, well, what do you do for like pistol round, you know, where you can't buy the martial? And it's like, well, you know, it's martial only, except you can use the pistol. You know, it starts like, you know, it kind of gets a little like weird. And, but not only that, but other people have also done the idea too. And it's like, if you can't be just rinse and repeating.
And also, you already did that content. Like yeah, you did the classic only. That's the hardest one. It doesn't get harder than that. And then you've already done it.
Like, yeah, exactly. You don't want to just keep doing like, you don't want to recycle too hard. And it's like, it's good to take people's ideas and then kind of like spin it in a way and add your own creativeness to it. That's really good. But
I think organic is also, which is the food thing. Like that happened completely organically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like, this is an amazing idea. Like,
yeah.
It's great. Okay, so you're doing a knife only to gold, right?
Yes.
But that's like, you know, you're not, or are you still, you're still trying? Or?
No, I mean, I tried it for a bit and then I got to like bronze one.
Yeah.
And I was struggling and I'm like, okay.
Okay, so knife to gold, right?
Yeah.
Playing the game in that way, because you're basically only using game sense, right?
Right.
Did that change or like affect the way you play the game, like in your Radiant or Ascendant Immortal lobbies?
Well, so it made my aim a lot worse,
yeah,
for sure. But it made me a little bit more patient and stuff. So there's always like things to like take from it, give and take. But yeah, it made me worse.
Yeah. Oh, so just at the end of the day, it was just worse.
Okay. Yeah, it's not. Because, like, at the same time, like, you're using that game sense anyway. You might as well use it with a gun. Yeah. And that's what Radiant player is. So it's like, I'm, like, keeping my...
They're masturbators.
Game... Yeah, exactly. they are masturbators. The Val community as a whole, yeah.
I remember I was like, dude, how do I rank up? And he was like, dude, just rat. Like,
just play like a rat.
Just play like a rat. Just hide in corners. Forget what anybody's telling you. Just... play like a rat, you'll be an ascendant in no time.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I'm so impatient. So I can't play Valorant. Yeah, I can't do it. It makes me so mad.
There's a new game mode coming out, Team Deathmatch. Yeah, it just came out today. That is going to, it's really fun. That is like, it's perfect for my ADHD brain. And like, it's the same hype as like Overwatch, kind of like fast moving stuff. Mm-hmm.
Because I can't do normal Valor, man. I get so mad just having to wait. Like, if I play Raze, I'm double grenade packing into the exact same spot over
it's so
and over
funny
and over again.
Playing with him in the minimap, you just see, like, on the other, we're all taking B, he's on A, blast packs in, and then just...
Every time. It's why I play Brimstone, because then I can just do Brimstone's voice, and then that's, like, how I have my fun in
Valor. Oh, yeah, he does Brimstone's voice really good, and he makes, like, TikTok content. I think it's fucking genius.
Yeah,
show him.
I do. Oh God, hold on. I have to position. Yeah, like push my voice like down for Brim. It's like Molly. All right, there we go. Jet, I need you to push A. If you don't push A, I'm fucked.
Wait, that's good. That is really good.
People will be like, wait,
and
are
I
you
have the Riot gun buddy? And then everyone's just like, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, I'm Steve Bloom.
Yeah. That's good. Damn, that's good.
I'm actually 60 years old. I have a wife and 4 kids.
I've always wanted to do voice acting stuff, like. You know, I have like a redeem like on Twitch. Like I'll have like a bunk I redeem if you guys have watched Bleach and stuff, so I'll do that.
But God.
Yeah, no, I'll do Shusui's or not Shusui. What's his name? I forgot.
From Naruto?
No, not Shusui. I forgot his name. The guy with the flower coat, Captain.
Oh,
that's super laid back with the long
hair. Yeah, yeah, I do his. And people
it's been so long since I've watched Bleach. I don't even remember what his voice sounds like. I'll be entirely honest with you. But that dude's crazy. I love him.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll do that, or I'll do like an Aura redeem thing. Yeah, and then like I started looking up like voice actors.
That shit is so weird to me. It's like I pride myself. Well, actually no, I'm retired.
Voices are attractive.
I'm retired from anime.
He keeps saying
I'm retired from anime, but I've seen a lot of anime. I have never once heard an Ada Ada in any fucking anime.
That's because it's from
never
hentai.
Once.
I think there was one in Demon Slayer, but you don't like Demon Slayer.
It's got to be.
I've outed myself as a non-hentai watcher.
Yeah, Demon Slayer has one, yeah.
I've outed myself as a non-hentai watcher.
Demon Slayer?
I think so, yeah. What's
the
his
butterfly
name?
Butterfly girl.
I
think she says that whenever she appears.
Wait, I'm pretty sure Jujutsu Kaisen has... What's his name?
Again, I'm retired. These are all new animes.
Okay.
Was it Gojo who says it?
I don't think Gojo.
No, Gojo does not say it. That
would be crazy.
That would go hard. Yeah, if you ever want to go white haired, I'm just saying.
Ada Ada. First of all,
have we said what it means? I think it means just like, oh my, basically, in English translation. It just means like, oh my.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Except it's like a very.
I was like, it's like, oh my. Way of, like, you know, like.
Oh, okay.
It's like.
Oh my.
George Takei.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Now we're playing with fire.
Yeah. I don't know. They like it. I do it. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Money. So is there anything you want to shout out? You want any yes. cool shit you're coming up?
Well, I mean, the cool little series on Valorant where I'm going around the world.
Look out for that. You know, you could even, just like to add idea, because I love shit like that. There's that music producer that he will fake, like, spin a globe, and then I'm going to find a rapper from here, and it stops it, and then makes a song with that person, and then puts it out on Spotify. It could be cool, like, maybe spin it like that, where you pick a random, like, server country, and mm-hmm. then do the same TikTok.
Yeah.
Be cool. Just like add a little bit more to it.
Yeah. Ooh, wait, I could do that.
Yeah, there you go.
I have this thing that I came up with recently. I told them about it. It's like, if you ever want to do something nice for somebody, yeah. right? Whether it be a significant other or a friend, you come up with the initial idea. Like, I want to take this person out. I want to visit my friend while they're on break at work.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay, now how do I make that idea better?
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring them a treat, right? Now, take it for the third time. How do I make it better from there? So I brought them one of my favorite desserts from my hometown that they had never tried. And so I think like a cool thing to do is like come up with a cool idea and then make it better three times.
Yeah.
And instead of doing that one big romantic or cool gesture, it makes it easier because you start with something very simple and then like build
same
on it.
Same idea with content creation.
Yeah. Consecration is, I think it's a cool thing to do. And
he's busy.
That's a cool idea. All right, I'm gonna take it.
It's mine now.
I think that's all the time we have left for today. Good. But yeah, any last thoughts that you have?
How was your first podcast?
Yeah. This was sick. Yeah, this was fun. I mean, this is always chill to just talk and vibe. So thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a blast.
Do you have any words of wisdom for our viewers?
Stay in school. Stay in school. All right, here's one for you. If it's hard, finish it anyway.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
There you go.
Thank you everyone for tuning in for another episode of the Fish Tank Podcast. We will see you next week. A lot of this episode will be on the Patreon that you can find only exclusively on that website, which we will have a link in the description. So make sure you check out that. And once again, thank you, Joels, for joining us. And
Joels TV on everything.
Yes.
Jolz TV.
Yes.
Yep.
We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Adios.
Bye-bye.